Now, Rise Up, that was an anthem used by the people of Sonoma to reinvigorate the community after the devastating wildfires in October that really did do a lot of damage both to the infrastructure and to the psyche, and there were people who were lost in those fires. Michelle Winner, our America's correspondent, has just been to Sonoma Valley, a winemaking region about an hour out of San Francisco. It did suffer badly from the wildfires, but they have risen up, and there's a lot to offer the visitor, particularly, Michelle says, if you head first to the jewel of the valley, its 8-acre Sonoma Plaza.
You've just been, though, to pretty, I think Australians would recognise the name Sonoma, a pretty interesting part of the west coast of California, and of course very big in the wine area. Tell us a little bit about it. Where is it, and how do you get there? Tell us a bit about Sonoma.
Sure. Well, you know, I hate to make comparisons with any wine country because they're so individualistic, but if you think of Napa as the bejeweled big sister, Sonoma's more of a laid-back farmer and ranchers, although they've got quite a bit of money. They're just more laid back there, and it's just a charming little place.
And Sonoma's near San Francisco, right?
Yes, it's the closest wine region to San Francisco, so the drive time could take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Sonoma is famous for what type of wine, Michelle?
Well, they do grow several types. Parts of it have access to a gap in the mountains. They're surrounded by the Mayacamas and the Sonoma Mountains. And so some ocean breeze is blowing, so you can get a really nice Chardonnay there. But they also have the red wines, of course, the Cabernets. The Zinfandels are beautiful there. And they do some Shiraz.
Okay, so it doesn't sound dissimilar to parts of Australia. Well, you know, Victoria's got the Yarra Valley, but it's also got a region with a marine influence, the Bellarine it's called, mm-hmm. which is at the bottom of the bay on which Melbourne sits. So the listeners will be familiar with the type of wine growing area you're referring to. Now, this is an area that, if I recall correctly, was subject to quite a bit of wildfire activity, wasn't it?
Yes, the wildfires broke out on October 8th, so not too long ago. And they started because the wind was 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. And I believe they don't know exactly how they started. And lots of them started at once. And that's the big thing. And then they all kind of grouped together and they became a deadly firestorm.
So you'd had very dry country, almost drought conditions, is that right?
It is dry there.
Terrible. And was there loss of life in the wildfires up there?
Oh, yes. Different regions besides the Sonoma Valley that I visited were also affected. So Santa Rosa, which is a neighboring town or city, and also in Napa, too, and parts of Mendocino. But this little strip that we're talking about is just Sonoma Valley, and it's very famous for the fertile soils there.
Right. It's obviously a popular tourist attraction for people from the San Francisco region, people who fly in there. How far north does it reach, though? Wouldn't be people going down from northern parts of California or even further north state?
Well, I think they do.
What's that? Washington's the next state, is it? Oregon.
Oregon,
I keep forgetting you guys. I don't know why.
That's okay. We're quiet, you know.
And you're the home mountains. Of the Leatherman Tool, aren't you?
We actually are in the Danner Boot, yes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Your trip there, just over the past month, was a very short, mm-hmm. sharp flyover, basically, was it? They took you around all the different things.
Well, you can get into this region via either the small Santa Rosa Airport, which also has a fabulous private plane part to it, or you can fly into San Francisco Airport, which is what I did, just because the flight was direct and easy. And I took a limousine and got to look at parts of San Francisco we drove through and then got on the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was a beautiful ride.
Okay. Well, that is a lovely ride up there through, is it Mill Valley? Is that what it's called?
Yes, we actually went
through
the tall
redwoods and everything?
Yeah, I saw Redwood. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love San Francisco. In fact, I think it's probably one of my favorite cities in the U.S.
Well, you know what the great idea is, to fly into San Francisco, spend a couple of days there, and then head out for Sonoma Valley Wine Country. It's a perfect trip.
Right. What places should one visit if you were going to do that in Sonoma?
Well, you absolutely will go to the Plaza, and it is a beautiful 8-acre park-like place with an old building in the middle, and it has parts of an old mission that dates back, and some soldiers' barracks that dates back to when this was part of Mexico, surrounding it. And they have events and farmers markets there, and you can walk through these museums. It's just like they left it. And even General Vallejo's mansion is around the corner. It's a beautiful, so picturesque little spot that it's worth seeing.
Okay, and so it's not commercial by the sound of it. It sounds like it's just an historic park, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. And one of the neat things about it, it's surrounded by wine tasting bars, olive oil tasting bars, great restaurants. So you can basically just park or take a shuttle in from your hotel. The Lodge at Sonoma Renaissance Resort and Spa has a free on-demand shuttle. So you don't really need a car. If you want to, you don't need one. You can wine taste around the square. You can go on a wine tasting tour. They'll pick you up so you don't have to drive while tasting. And some of these restaurants are really incredible because of the Fertile Valley soil and the beautiful wines that are in the area.
So the restaurants are also around the outside of this plaza, are they?
Yes, some of them are, and the rest would be maybe a tasting room has some little restaurant too, okay. But you can stay downtown, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to take you back to your comment about the wine tasting bars. I found it fascinating when you and I visited Washington State before we went off to Alaska with the travel writers, that you could actually go to an urban winery, effectively. You didn't go to the winery as such. You went to a little shop front that represented the winery, and they had all the latest vintages to try and photographs and someone who knew the story. It seemed like an awfully good idea, given that a lot of these wineries are literally just a grape-growing facility with a tin shed.
Agreed.
Is that what you're talking about for Sonoma? You can almost stay in this one area and taste the whole valley?
Yes, you can definitely do that. There are at least three that I know of around the plaza, which is the living room of Sonoma Valley. And so that's an easy way to do it.
Yeah, I think it's clever. Again, I haven't seen it here in Australia. I haven't seen it.
Well, there you go. There's your idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And I've got to tell you again about the vibe of this town and why I like it. It's because everyone is just letting the product speak for itself. There's no push. Right. I went into countless... I had to do this because I'm a journalist, mind you.
I understand this, yeah.
And no one was pushing anything. It was just try it, see if you like it. Let me tell you where it is. You know, not this push. That was, in fact, you had to ask to buy something.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea. I guess it does probably requires a little bit of cooperation between people who would otherwise be competitors. But I think it makes an awful lot of sense to, you know, draw people into a comfortable environment where they can walk around and do what they need to do and not be driving three sheets to the wind up country roads, try to find somewhere.
Absolutely. There's some interesting restaurants in the little Sonoma town square area too.
Yep.
There's one that's called La Salette, and it's a chef owner, Manuel Azevedo, and he does Mediterranean and Portuguese food, which is really good, but he also brings in some Portuguese wines that you won't find. So that's a fun place to go.
How do you spell that, Michelle?
It's L-A, S as in Sam, A-L-E-T-T-E. It's a winner.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I'm interested. There's one there that you've sent me a note about called Girl and the Fig. What's going on there?
Well, I don't have the background on why they named it, but it's absolutely a charming place.
Right.
And they say that they serve comfort food with a French twist. Now, when I went there, the menu is quite eclectic. They do things like chicken gizzards, but they were fantastic. Chicken liver, sorry, it was chicken liver double crispy, and it was so good, I ate two orders.
So it's the liver fried up, is it?
Yeah, it's delicious, like a like a fried chicken leg, but it was a liver, and it's really good.
Those listeners into offal will think that's terrific, but I personally, it's not my speed.
they have other things. It was just something that I enjoyed when I was in Maryland. And so I saw it on the menu. I said, my God, I've got to try it. They have beautiful fish dishes and salads too.
Right. Now, what's the best time of year to visit Sonoma? Does it have beautiful colors in the fall or the autumn, as we say here?
Oh, absolutely stunning. In fact, they have a lot of festivals that go on at the same time. There's one called the Valley of the Moon Vintage Festival, and it's in late September. It lasts 3 days at various venues, and they even do grape stomping. And the hills are golden with this beautiful vines turning color.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And so September's not a bad time to go. September, what, through to November?
I think to the end of October, and then if you like to wear jackets, you're okay through the whole year.
Right.
They also have, if you like to paint, they have a plein air festival for outdoor painters. And you go paint all over, or you watch the artists paint. It's really, really neat.
That's
the next thing coming up is the Sonoma International Film Festival in March.
There is a visitors bureau for the whole area, isn't there? So people could go to that. What's the web address for the visitors bureau, Michelle?
It's www.sonomavalley.com. So make sure it's Sonoma Valley.
So, yeah, great to hear from you. Thanks very much, Michelle.
That was Michelle Winner on her recent visit to Sonoma Valley, California. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.